This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A couple of pain in the ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now on the Matt Hayes Show. Let's disco.
So I'd like to know.
Yeah. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Lindsay Lohan didn't learn anything about humility when she was in rehab. Didn't learn anything.
What about the vagina?
Yeah, well, she didn't learn anything about modesty either. She says that during her 45 days of alcohol addiction treatment at the Promises Center in Malibu.
Oh, good God. It is just without a doubt the dirtiest box I've ever seen.
Well, they could judge that because there at the rehab center, she walked around naked.
I had my first AIDS test because of you.
A lot. In front of the guys. It's enough to make a guy take up drinking.
I'm very sexual, but I'm not a slut.
The Inquirer says Lindsay bragged about her nudity at rehab at Allegra Versace's recent birthday party. Quoting Ms. Lohan, I drove them all mad, wandering around completely naked. They kept telling me to quit, but it was so much fun to tease all those boys. I just couldn't stop it, end quote.
I imagine she would just taste like pus. It'd be like popping a zit and eating it.
Well, now you're talking, of course, about kissing her.
Yes. Now you've ruined it for me.
Kissing her down there.
Lohan also says, meanwhile, she's still trying to find the hacker who stole naked pictures of her from her computer. Whoever it is. There he is.
Oh, dear.
Lindsay says whoever it is in big S.
Oh, that's nice.
She's a lovely girl.
Isn't she nice?
As long as we're talking about these sluts, where's the tape of Britney? Here's a really good tape of Britney Spears calling some guy trying to take her picture a fat F.
You've got to stop using the cameras and following people.
Back up, guys. Back up. Back up. Get out of here, guys. Back out of here. Back up.
Hey, baby, when are you going to get on a diet? Have you ever tried Weight Watchers? She's fat.
Take care of that baby.
Yeah.
Why don't you run? You need a job, see? Yeah, run. Run.
You are never to blame.
Mother of the year.
Britney Spears.
Man, that is an intense tape, y'all.
It sure is.
You fat F.
And Lantern Judd.
Why don't you go to Weight Watchers, man?
Meanwhile, the baby is the baby.
Feed me. Poopy diaper.
Lantern Judd comedian Jay Leno is about to feel even more love from NBC.
Yeah.
The network, proud as a peacock, bragged last year that it had signed Conan O'Brien to replace Leno when he steps down. Jay steps down in 2009.
Yeah, sure.
But
sure.
Time.
Let me try that again. I can't. My voice can't.
No
do it
falsetto
today.
It's just
here you go.
A whole kind of Conan. We can do that. And the way they're going to do it, they're going to do it.
That's him to a T. But time flies, and 2009 is less than 2 years away, and NBC starting to worry that if they don't find something for workaholic Jay to do, he'll find somewhere else to do it, like Fox or ABC.
Time flies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a memo from us to Michael Hughes.
There's been talk of putting Jay in prime time, but doing what? A talk show? Maybe a variety show? Over at CBS, meanwhile, Jon Stewart is expected to take over for Letterman when Letterman steps down in 2010.
How about a show with Jay Leno and Gabe Kaplan?
Oh, fantastic, but you just got to build his confidence up.
I really think that Letterman will not leave as long as Leno is there.
Right.
And Leno has been hit with a lucky stick so many times.
Yes.
I mean, a couple of years ago, everybody thought for sure he was down for the count. And I think we've all read this, that Conan O'Brien gets $40 million.
Wow.
If he doesn't get the job.
Wow.
It's that's a one-time crazy lump sum payment of 40 million big ones.
Oh, you know, the thing that's intriguing about moving Conan into that slot, though, you know he will step up.
Sure,
you really know that he will be. I'm really looking forward
He's
to that.
Brilliant.
I think he deserves
but
it.
But the way I'm reading it now, for what Buzz has just said, NBC is now going back and saying, well, you know, we're making an awful lot of money with Jay Leno. And after all, he is not as controversial as the rest, and he toes the company line.
Absolutely.
They're talking about keeping in prime time. They're mostly worried about Leno ending up at another network. So I think they're going to go ahead with their plans with Conan in 09. And, yeah, Letterman is hanging on a little longer.
Well, the thing is, what they have to realize is that I like to work on my cars, and I like to work on the show.
Right.
And it's all I have in my life. I have Mavis, I have my cars, and I really like to work hard.
Didn't NBC offer the same type of thing to Letterman where they said, well, they wouldn't give him the 11:30? Didn't they say, like, you can have your own show every night of the week in prime time? And he was like, Screw that.
You didn't want that.
And then when they really want to give you the big kiss, it's primetime specials.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You can have a two times a year, you can have a primetime special.
They have talked about offering Leno a Bob Hope type deal that he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
Oh, and so I said to them, if you really want me to have a Bob Hope type special, why don't you just send me to Palm Springs to die? That's not right.
Right.
Will Conan relocate to L.A. or will he stay in New York?
Conan, you know what? It's just like Lindsay Lohan and what Don Geronimo said recently, Conan tastes like pus.
Oh. And how do you know this?
I really, really know it. I've been there.
The wholesale.
Bless you.
Bless you. I'm allergic to pus.
Interesting transition.
I'm kidding. I love it.
The wholesale price of cocaine in this country is up. There are cocaine shortages, even in New York and L.A.
How do you keep coming up with it, Rob?
Oh, God. I've sold almost everything, and I've gone to a new motto, which is snort less, snort better.
So you're buying better stuff?
Really top shelf stuff and not doing as much.
Good for you.
You still have that Colombian flake?
I've got Colombian flake. I buy it in a like a baggie. They sell it in a bag, and it's a white powder. Yep. And then I get it, and I cut it with a razor, and I snort it into my nose.
What about your crack cocaine?
I also do that, but that's from a different guy. That's a guy in D.C. And if I can't get enough cocaine to get off, what I do is I use pills.
Rob's nickname is 8-Ball.
I use a lot of pills. Uppers and downers, mostly.
Uh-huh. A lot of pills.
Pills. You sound like Jack Webb on Drag Now.
Oh, you see, but he was anti-drug, and I love drugs.
That's the difference, you see?
Oh, my God.
You're such a user.
Last night, I had a $100 bill.
Wow.
And I rolled it up into a tube, and I used it to snort cocaine. And I was wired.
Sure.
Oh, God. I was running around, cleaning the house, listening to loud music. Gary said, "What's up with you?" I said, "I just did a few lines of cocaine."
Get out of here.
I think it's still influencing him a little bit.
What's
today.
He saying?
Can you imagine if he ever really did?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, there isn't room for that.
It would be easy. My heart would stop.
The energy, the noise, and then, of course, the eating.
It would be, I think, a John Candy heart attack, probably. The price of cocaine.
That's nice, Buzz.
You asked, what would it be like? I'm telling you what it would be like.
Probably would be like a John Candy heart attack.
That's right.
And that means a deadly one.
Indeed.
Not like a Mike Ditka heart attack.
Right, exactly. Cocaine prices are up. There are cocaine shortages. And that, all of that, is driving up the prices on cheaper illegal drugs as users look for alternatives. But it isn't because we're using less blow. The people in government who conduct the war on drugs are taking the credit for most of the shortage. There are other factors. Cocaine producers in Mexico and South America could just be stockpiling for when the time is right to sneak it into the U.S. They may be redirecting more cocaine to Europe during shortages, drug shortages, that is, tend to last 3 to 6 months, according to the experts. And among the cities affected by the current cocaine shortage, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Albany, and New Haven, Connecticut.
And your neighborhood.
And Rockville, Maryland.
And here's what's happening
in your neighborhood. The woods.
There's a shortage. Buzz Burbank is on assignment.
The green door closes on a porn king.
Oh,
that's our story.
Peter Nora.
As we continue.
Not him, I bet. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.